number 7 is from the Director of Department of Child Support Enforcement requesting authorization to pay 10,000 invoice submitted by Joxel Group for work performed related to the 2011 application of Pathways to Responsible Fatherhood grant funds. And Judiciary approved this 720.
Hello, introduce yourself, please.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Jim Sullivan. I'm the Director of Child Support Enforcement. And I'm here requesting permission to pay an invoice from Joxel Group. Mr. Pillai, who was here earlier in the committee's agenda. And this is for grant writing services, applying for an administration for children and families federal grant, which we are hopeful that we'll have a positive announcement on the grant award just within the next week and a half or so. It is about a $1.8 million grant that involves us working on responsible fatherhood programs with a number of other partners, including UMOS and YWCA, and my father's house here in the Milwaukee area. And this would allow us to be able to do some outreach in the community, do some support of some existing veterans programs. Would be a very exciting grant if we are awarded it. It's worth about $400,000 a year to Milwaukee County over 3 years. The reason that we're here today, the county board had granted permission to Child Support Enforcement back in June to pursue grants such as this. When I came on board with the department in July, this was a grant application which was in process. It was led by Administration and Children and Families with a very narrow window. We needed to pursue that grant application with due haste and nail down our relationships with our partners, get the grant application to Washington in time. We successfully did that, and it turns out that that was without having gone through the typical contract approval process for the county. It's something that we're aware of going forward, but it was an in-process kind of situation when I took over. As the clerk mentioned, it was approved by Judiciary, and I hope to have your approval as well.
Supervisor Mayo, followed by Supervisor Johnson.
Oh, I just want to make sure, I think this is exciting. I think I'm glad it was in process. How did you select your partners to, because there's a number of groups that you can work with especially with Fatherhood Initiative. And also you're going to see, because I don't see the veterans, but you mentioned that you're going to be dealing with the veterans also.
Yes, yes. We're hoping that because of the fact we'll have some additional funds that we may be able to continue our Veterans Initiative program. Okay. Which otherwise we're concerned that with state budget cuts may not be a relationship that we're able to continue. In terms of Joxel Group and the grant writer, those were already in process when I took over. I continued the relationships that we had for the grant application, and I worked as well with selecting some of the different grant partners for where we're going to have people off-site in the community, our legal partners, and so on with the grant.
Okay, but you can expand your partnerships. Who's the Joshua Group anyway?
Joshua Group is Mr. Pillai.
Right here. Okay. All right. He just helped me. Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chair, I move to concur with the recommendation of the Judiciary Safety and General Services Committee.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any further questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Concurrence with Judiciary. Supervisor Mr. Brewer.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Mr. Okay. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve, or concur, 6-0.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Selvin, will you be following up with the committee about your progress in that grant?
Absolutely, Supervisor. I hope that we'll be able to have a positive announcement when the grant is awarded, which we're expecting